Michael Maritzen, Fremont, California. I was at Ground Zero on September 11, 2001. Like so many other Americans, I felt that I was an eyewitness to our world falling apart. I know that everyone deals with catastrophic events in their own way and in their own time, but I never imagined that a book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, could help me through such an unexpected ordeal. What enabled me, actually, helped and focused me so that I was able to walk out of that wrenching trauma after I returned home, was Robert's message. I grabbed onto it, and it pulled me from the emotional wreckage of what happened. This may sound unbelievable, but it's true. Maybe I was meant to read the book 2 or 3 months before September 11th. As the chief architect of the Sony Corporation of America, my bicoastal job included business development, strategic planning, and creating and extending the Sony brand. To do this, I practically lived on airplanes. It wasn't unusual for me to board a plane to Japan, fly across the Pacific Ocean for a one-hour meeting, and turn around and fly home. On this particular day, I was in Newark Airport after a business meeting, reading the Wall Street Journal, while I waited for my flight. An article I was skimming mentioned Rich Dad, Poor Dad, which caught my interest. Seeing the book at one of the airport bookstores, I bought one to read on the flight back to California. This makes sense, I thought to myself as I read my way across the country. Robert wrote that the average person could change his or her life and become wealthy and attain freedom in the process. Being a financial wizard or a real estate broker wasn't necessary. The information was simple to understand, full of common sense, and yet powerful too. Here was an action plan and the steps to make it happen. I recognized that there was a lot to learn, but the payoff was huge if I trusted myself. What struck me was how Robert addressed fear. He understood that fear could act like a tidal wave, immobilizing you in its wake. To make sure that fear wouldn't overtake you any longer, he wrote about building confidence. Listening to other people telling you what you should or should not do was self-defeating. Trusting one's own instincts was the only way to go. This lesson was soon taught to me in a way I'll never forget.